Brothers, picture this. You're riding down an endless stretch of highway, wind in your face, the rumble of your bike beneath you, and nothing but the horizon ahead. That's freedom, right? What if I told you that even on the open road, many of us are still riding with chains wrapped around our souls, chains that we did not ask for, chains that we did not see coming, chains that hold us back from being the men that God created us to be. They're not made of steel. They're made of fear, regret, shame, anger, and the world's twisted idea of masculinity. Today, we're going to be tearing apart those chains. By the time that we're done, you'll know exactly what's holding you back. And more importantly, how to break free and start living with faith and fortitude. So stick with me. This ride's about to get real.
All right, fellas, listen up. If you are tired of the watered-down, sugar-coated version of faith being shoved down your throat, then I've got a book that is going to hit you right between the eyes. Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. This is not some feel-good, self-help nonsense. This is a battle plan for men who refuse to be tamed by a weak and spineless culture. In these pages, I tear down the lies society has fed us about manhood and rebuild it on the unshakable foundation of faith, strength, and unyielding grit. You are a warrior, not a doormat. You were made to lead, to protect, to stand firm in your faith, not to be silenced or ashamed of who God created you to be. This book is about taking back what the world has tried to steal: your identity, your purpose, and your fire for God. If you are ready to stop playing nice with the enemy and start living with boldness and conviction, grab your copy today. It is available at Barnes & Noble. Link is in the description. Men of Faith and Fortitude. Get the book, read it, live it, and for God's sake, stop apologizing for being a man of faith. Let's roll.
Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude, where we talk about what it really means to be a man. Not by the world's standards, but by God's blueprint. I'm Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, but you can call me Preacher Joe. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, a preacher, and a biker. Today, we're going to be talking about the invisible chains that hold men down and how we break them for good. You ever feel like you're carrying a weight that you cannot see? Like the world expects you to be strong, stoic, and self-sufficient, but never vulnerable? Society tells us real men don't cry. Real men provide, no matter what it costs. Real men never ask for help. That's a load of shit. Today, we're burning those lies to the ground. We're going to dive into what the Bible says about masculinity. And by the end of this, you're going to have the keys to break free from the world's false definitions and step into your God-given identity. Here's what's coming up. We'll crush the lie that emotions make you weak. We'll break the myth that you have to carry the world alone. And we're going to destroy the trap of isolation. And stick around to the end, because I am revealing the one truth that will help you live unchained from this day forward. But before we crack this wide open, I want to hear from you. What is the heaviest chain that you're carrying right now? Is it fear, regret, guilt, feelings like you're not enough? I want you to drop a comment or shoot me a message. This is a brotherhood and no man rides alone. Got it? Hoorah. So let's go ahead and ride into the storm, shall we? Chain one. Emotions are weakness. The world says men shouldn't show emotions, right? But let's talk about King David, a warrior, a leader, and a man after God's own heart. In Psalms 13:1-2, David cries out, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" See, David was not afraid to feel. He wasn't weak. He was real. Strength is not pretending that you're okay when you're not. Real strength is admitting that you're struggling and learning and leaning on God to pull you through. Let's see, chain two, the pressure to be the rock, right? The world says men must provide at all costs. Providing is noble, but Jesus himself said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You were never meant to carry it all alone, folks. How about that third chain? The lie of isolation. The enemy's greatest weapon. Guess what it is? Making you believe that you're alone. Proverbs 27:17 reminds us, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." We need a brotherhood. Lone wolves die, but a pack thrives. Good to go? Now, let's follow this up. Emotions are not weakness. You're not meant to carry the world alone. You were never meant to ride solo, folks. Now, right now, the full throttle moment. Good to go? Here's the truth bomb. The man God made you to be is already inside you. The world's lies just buried him. It's time to break the chains and let him ride free. What's one chain that you're smashing today? Name it. Own it. Share it. Let's hold each other accountable. That's what brothers do. If today's message hit home, I want you to grab a copy of my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It's more than a book. It's a battle plan for reclaiming your identity as a man of God. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Gift a copy to a brother who needs it. Oh, and by the way, if you got a men's group, church event, or biker rally, bring me out. I'll ride in and preach the unfiltered truth of faith and fortitude. No sugarcoating. Let's get your men fired up to live boldly for Christ. You were not born to live in chains. You were made to ride free, bold, strong, and unashamed of who you are. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless. Hoorah.
Come on, folks, get to smash that like button. They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion. This is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service. This is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ. These streets with a heart of stone, whiskey in my veins, pistol tuck, riding alone. Thought I had power, thought I was free. Didn't realize I was chained to the beast. Took hits, took shots, lost too many homies. Raised in the war, learned to trust no one but the 40. But when I looked death right in the face, I heard the voice of God say, this ain't your place. He took my sins, burned them in the flame. Now my past is gone, only Christ remains. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the wind. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for
Come on,
Christ,
folks,
this is where it begins.
Smash that like button.
Ain't soft cause I pray. Don't get it twisted. Still got the heart of a soldier, still relentless. They say I change, but I still fight. Only difference is I fight for the light. Armor of God strapped tight on my chest. Sword of the Spirit, no fear, no rest. Been through hell, walked through the flames. But Jesus is the name that broke my chains. I ain't looking back, the past is dead. If you're riding for the kingdom, let's tear up the tread. King, born in the fire, forged in the ring.